Leah a call.
Hello.
Julia. Hi, it's Jay.
Hey, how's it going, girl?
I am good. I am good. It's good to talk to you. I'm glad you were in chat tonight.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was excited. I was like, I'm going back and forth with this girl on Facebook. She probably thinks I'm like ants.
No, I was reading it all. So, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was going to ask if you wanted to come on Friday, but you're here tonight. So amazing. Thank you for calling in. So, Julia, tell us about you, what you do, because not everybody knows who you are. So tell us what you do and all of that. Give us some background.
Sure. So I've been a canine handler for 15 years. I was enlisted in the Army. I was an Army canine handler overseas. I did explosives. So now I'm fugitive apprehension patrol work overseas. But since I'm a captain now, an officer, I can't handle a canine like in the military world. So I did a civilian job as a Department of Defense handler. So I'm still now an Army reservist, but I also do DOD handling and my own private security. So I have seven dogs, but only six are certified canines right now. The baby Malinois, her name is Bellatrix, like from Harry Potter. She's only 8 months old, so aww, she don't do anything but like bite now.
Aww.
So yeah, she's nuts. But, and then from that point on, so I don't want to go through like they're all dual purpose. Like Gator is like my one I post the most about. He's my pride and joy. He does narcotics, evidence detection, article searching. What else does he do? Fugitive apprehension, evidence recovery. He's got a bunch of stuff. And then, you know, R is my cadaver dog. They all go down from there. They're all dual purpose. They're all patrol in addition to something else. And the reason why we do dogs like for dual purpose aspects is if you have like, for example, in Philadelphia, I literally had a search a couple weeks ago. Gator and I were going into a prison facility to do a search, and I'm not in any way comparing Briss to this guy. It's just something I've noticed when people refuse to let me search their place.
Uh-huh.
We were going to search a cell and this dude was like, I didn't sign up for this. And or the guards, like, I'm sure you didn't sign up to, like, you know, murder people either, but that's why you're here in prison. Literally, the guards said this, and I'm just like, oh, snap, but this is Philadelphia. I mean, this is Philadelphia. Oh, they're just going to do it here.
I could listen to your stories all night, I bet.
Oh, girl, I could, yeah. So he was refusing to have me go in there. And then he goes and lays down the bed. And I just look at the guard. I'm like, do you want me to still search the room? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And I said to the guy, canine coming in, I'm coming in the room. And he was laying in the bed and he was all pouty and stuff like that. So Gator, you know, he initially walked past the guy, like he was like searching, like did the day or whatever. And then all of a sudden he does a head snap, if he's walking past something and his head turns rapidly back to where he walked from, that means he walked past like an odor source. And he walks up to this guy's mattress and stares at it. He goes to burrow his face in, and as he goes to sit, his indication is sitting, the guy said something something effing dog and kicked him in the face. So Gator backs up for a second and looks at the guy, and like he didn't know what to do. So the guy goes to kick him again, and then that's when Gator started barking and jumping around. And
he went to kick your dog
twice.
Oh hell no!
I'm just like, he got lucky because Gator literally. I'm sure people here have seen the other guys. That's literally what he's named after, is Will Ferrell's like split personality of, you know, Gator the pimp or whatever he is in. That movie.
That's what he's
like,
named.
Gator don't play.
I love it.
Yeah, because like he's a Gator don't play. Where was I going with this? Gator's a funny dude. He's gonna be 9 this month, but he still is very, very active. He's a Malinois. Anyone who has one will tell you that they're crazy. But I mentioned this the other night. The canine always outranks the handler, especially in the military service, and that's because they want you to respect your canine partner like you would a superior officer. That's why you can't be a captain in the Army and have a major who's a dog, because you can't have a field grade dog walking around making these executive decisions. I mean, we'd probably be better off, but just because, you know, dogs are awesome. But most cop dogs, and you'll hear this, if you ever watch a canine apprehend somebody on a video, the police officer typically either takes what we call a break stick and will stick it in the dog's mouth, or they'll grab them by the collar and lift them off. And the reason why you don't want to be saying, out, or like get off, is because if you, let's say you apprehend someone, if a criminal defense attorney pulls up your body cam footage and hears you say on that body cam, out, like Gator, out, he's going to say this handler clearly didn't have control of their dog. And that's why a lot of dogs in LA especially aren't allowed to be patrolled, which is apprehension certified, or if they're forced to do a bite, they can only stay on for 3 seconds. And it's like, what kind of an apprehension is going to be like 3 seconds? So right now they want us to do a bark and hold, which means the dog runs in, finds the criminal, and just stands there and starts barking. I mean, if you're a bad guy and, you know, a dog standing there barking, what do you think you're going to do if you're running from the cops already? So that's one thing I don't like about the new laws that are coming out. So it's really sad. But enough backstory about me.
Well, thank you for your service, first of all. I mean, what an impressive background, right? I mean,
Thank you for your support.
I would love to have you on again because I have a lot of questions about scent dogs versus like cadaver dogs. And with these cases, you know, we see it in almost every case that we cover in some way, shape or form, you know,
talk dogs all day.
I would love to have you on, and we can talk about it offline or, you know, whatever, but I would love to have you on again if you're willing, just to pick your brain a bit and get your opinion on some things.
If you want me just to clarify about this whole current case situation,
what I want you to do. So you were called in and asked to come and search the Proudfoot's yard and house or the neighborhood as well. Let me know what, start from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, the one girl asked me if Gator's okay. I can see I couldn't see the chat and the other thing I was on, but yes, Gator's okay now. He's just, and Gator's a live search dog. R is my cadaver dog. So I was trying to get a hold of TBI and I was trying to get a hold of Sumner County. And I said, someone please tell me like how to get in touch with this father, meaning Seth, because I just have an intuition that I want to get in touch with, you know, somebody to help. And nobody was answering me. So there's a different creator's channel I was on. I tagged the creator. I'm like, can you please like tell Seth to email me? And because he doesn't have social media, I found out. So someone from his search team called me and was just like, hey, like, what kind of dogs do you have and everything? So I explained all my 6 certified dogs and what they do. And I said, I want to bring down Gator for sure and Aura, because Gator's, you know, the live search, article search, but Gator's also trained in evidence and narcotics. And the reason for in narcotics, he's trained in pharmaceuticals, which means Sebastian's medication, because he's found Adderall in cells. He's found like Xanax. He finds anything that's pharmaceutical. I mean, I can't take credit for Gator. He was trained by Department of Corrections before I got to the state of Arizona. So I wanted to really bring Gator in there because my thought is, and again, I'm not accusing, in case he's listening, I'm not accusing him of anything, but like typically, like I mentioned before, if someone's really refusing me, I'm just like, why? I want a Gator to go in there and do a search for sure. And he's going to tell me if Sebastian's medication is there. My thought is if his medication's there, then they're planning on coming home. But if it's not there, I can't imagine that stuff's very cheap. So, I mean, where did it go? I don't know how I don't know how long the cycles go or whatnot. And then for Aura, obviously, she's my cadaver dog. She's pretty straightforward with what she does. So I wanted to bring both of them there. And Seth emailed all of my credentials. Like, I literally gave him my Army graduation certificate, my Canine Academy handler certificate. I gave pictures. I gave videos. I'm nationally certified by 4 different agencies, like USPCA, which is Police Canine Association. And, like, there's a bunch of acronyms. And we sent all that over to Chris. And then
did he ask for that?
He didn't hear back until.
Did he ask for those?
Yes, not me directly. He asked stuff for them. So Seth emailed that over. So now you know what happened with the whole interview, and literally that's when it kind of like I was just like whoa. And then the day after the interview happened, Seth kind of got an email back acknowledging that they wanted to do more research, and I'm like, well, what is there? Okay, that's fine. But I texted the TBI agent Bobby or Agent Simmons, as I call him, and I asked him, I'm like, hey, here's who I am, da da da, and he said, and I think I sent you a screenshot of this, he said, you're good on our end, you're good to go. So TBI cleared me. I was like, cool. So then I was still waiting, and finally, Chris sent an email to Seth saying, we talked to Katie about it, and were refusing the dog to search the property and any family members' properties. And at first, I'm just like, I didn't even ask about family members.
Oh,
why is that just
getting in front of it?
Yeah. And that's why I was just like, I mean, I've been an MP for years, and I've been like a force protection officer. And I used to, in Gitmo, I would interview detainees and like behavior and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I don't want to assume, but there's too many weird things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, okay. And I said, Chris got a hold of me on my canine captain social media page, and he wanted to talk to me. And I wanted to talk to him to hear my perspective, not just over email. And initially, when we first started talking, it was really awkward because the interview just happened like a day or so before. So I was like, hi. And he's like, hey. And like, nobody said anything for a second. And it was just like weird. I'm like, so let me tell you about what I do. And then we talked for like an hour and 15 minutes. And he was fine with me. He wasn't rude. There was no arguing, which I mean, I was like, okay, this is fine. But then it wound up being, yeah, no, still. And I was like,
what was his reason for saying no? Did he give you one?
Because so many dogs went through. Well, he did say like all these dogs went through, and what could your dog do differently? And I did mention Gator does the narcotics. He does the narcotics with pharmacy. And I'm like, he does evidence. And I asked, what did they use for a scent article? Now, I know it was stated that the clothes were used, that's what Chris said. And that's what the Summer County Sheriff's Office told me. But I was told by two different TBI officers that a pillowcase was used and a shoe, which is not what. So I was like, so wait, what was actually used? And I was like, okay, you know what? If you need me, I'm here. So
did you
whatever,
find out what scent, what they used for scent? Was it?
No, I keep getting told too many different things.
Oh,
but I was like,
you never got a definitive.
No, but I mean, Chris told me that he said they took a lot of clothes from the house, which I believe we would do that. But I said, did they take like an insole from a shoe? And he's like, well, what would that do? I'm like, well, because it's the most isolated scent to the bathroom. I mean, Katie's going to wash his shirt. She's going to wash his shorts. There could be multiple, it's like the touch DNA thing. It's not super, super strong, but it's there. But a shoe insole, I mean, I don't take my insoles out of my shoes and wash them daily. I don't know if anybody else does.
Right.
If that's a thing.
I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah, he'll be sweating and everything. Somebody asked, would Gator be able to send through concrete? Sorry.
No, that's great. I mean, if you see the questions, go ahead and answer them.
It depends on how, like, if they're talking about, like, underneath a foundation, it's just like.
Or like a driveway.
It really depends. Yeah. Driveway. Yeah, he would, or Aura would, because then by that point, Gator's not a cadaver dog. Aura is a cadaver dog. So Aura would be able to. She's got a really good nose. She's
is it Aura? A-R-A?
A-R-A. And literally, she was a Department of Defense canine.
Oh,
I adopted her after the withdrawal from Afghanistan. So she, her name, am I kidding? Her name is an acronym. It stands for Armed and Ready to Assassinate.
Oh, I love
what
it.
Her name is an acronym for.
I
was just like, I don't know if anyone can just say that to people. It's like, oh, what does R mean? It means it's a flower. I don't know. Just whatever. Yeah. And one last question I saw someone ask me, and I thought about, somebody asked you about tracking in the rain. And now my answer is, honestly, it depends on the skill of the dog and the skill of the handler. I train in the rain, the snow. And that's because if I'm out doing an actual search and it's snowing, I don't want to call it quits. But if my dog's never tracked in the snow before, it's going to be like, well, what do I do now?
Yeah.
And that whole 25% thing.
Did he say that to you? Or is that something he just put online?
No, he said it in the interview. And then I talked about it afterwards. I'm like, I think you pulled this from a really old study done in 2010. And that was done with narcotics dog. Because somebody accused the dogs of being racist. Not the handlers, the dogs of being racist. Which, okay. that's not a sort of thing. But it was just weird. And then I talked to him about it, and it was just like, oh, okay, because it really depends. You fail as a team. The dog doesn't fail. The handler doesn't fail. You fail as a team. You certify as a team. You fail as a team. And that's why I said there's no way a nationally certified canine would pass that test on a 25% go. If you're a cop, you're not going to take a pistol that's only 25% working. Or if you're a firefighter, you're not going to take a hose out if it's only 25% working. Like, you just don't do that.
Right.
So that's why, yeah. I mean, can you imagine? But I don't know.
Did you ever speak with Katie during that time?
Not about the dogs. I made those decals in the one group, the one Facebook group, and I post about them. She did message me asking for decals, and that was kind of the extent of our conversation. And I was polite. I said, I know that you want a decal, but I don't want to, like, I asked her, I'm like, are you comfortable giving me your address, or do you want me to send to a P.O. box? And she was just like, no. And then she gave me her real address, which, you know, I was happy, so I sent her decals.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my, I've never talked to her again since then.
Interesting.
It's kind of sad because it's just like, I'm just trying to help. I'm not going to lie.
Why would anyone turn this down? I mean, why would anyone turn this down?
And I was volunteering to do it. So that's why it's just like, it's not like, that's what just made me really sad. And I worked really hard to get where I'm at with my dogs, especially, and I'm very proud of them. And it just kind of was like, I worked really hard to get where I was at. And then it was just like, no. And I'm just like, oh, well, okay. I mean, and I told him, if you want me, I'm still here. So he knows that. I don't know why. It was just, like I said, odd.
Yeah,
so
I think.
I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think the jailhouse story kind of explains a little bit why. You know?
Yeah, and that happens to me a lot, actually. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how many people get, like, weird. Like, if I'm searching a rehab facility and I go in a group room, you'll be surprised how many people, when they see me in gator walking in, are all of a sudden, like,
shifting in their seats.
And the orderlies are like, yeah, the orderlies are like, no, you don't. And usually those are the people that have, like, marijuana in their shoe, because in Pennsylvania you still can't have it, or they'll, like, fentanyl pills is a big thing here.
Yeah. Have you ever done airports where they walk the dogs through the line? Like, I've seen the dogs for TSA, like, when you're waiting in line to check in through security and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if
I have with Gator, because he's narcotics, and Marley's an explosive canine, so
oh God,
I mean, that's
awesome.
Where that more so comes into play.
Your dogs are badass, and you're badass. This is amazing.
I love those dogs to pieces, and, like, I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know other people want to call, but I appreciate
you. No, you're not.
Me,
no, totally Julia, no, don't rush. I have a couple questions before we hang up. Did L.E. tell you,
sure.
Did you tell L.E. that they declined to have you come in after they, did you ever follow up? Did TBI want you to follow back up and you let them know, hey, they declined services or whatever?
Yeah, I texted the TBI agent. I texted Bobby. Agent Simmons that night. And I'm like, and I asked him, I said, did I do something wrong? Because, like, I was told this, and he's like, no, I told him you were good to go on our end. And, like, it was up to them, but I said you were clear. And then he was just like, I'm really sorry that, like, happened. And it's just like, I didn't want to beg on the phone. It was just like, so I didn't want to, like, you know, because I didn't want him to think, oh, she's just doing this because,
like
she wants, like, fame or what. I'm like, no, I want to do this because I really want to help find your stepson. So it's just like, I just wanted to find him. That's all I wanted. And somebody asked if the true scent dogs can still pick up scents in water. Yes, because there are search and rescue dogs that do train on water. There's a lady here in Pennsylvania, her name is Vicky Waters. Ironically, she trains the search and rescue dogs in Pennsylvania. And her one dog, Rennie, is amazing. Amazing, amazing dog. And she does a lot of water searches. And the person that asked for the one, her name was Ara, A-R-A, is her name.
Do you have a dog that picks up, like, trauma?
Are you talking about with trauma, if they're, like, panicking, like a dog, like, procedure alerts or, like, something like that? Or,
well, I heard of trauma dogs. Okay, so in a murder case I followed, they brought in trauma dogs to see if maybe there was a domestic fight or something that would sense that. That's what they said, trauma dogs. I don't really know. That's why I want to pick your brain.
Yeah. No, my dogs haven't been specifically trauma. I can't say that they have. But, I mean, Malinois are very emotional dogs. So I'm sure that somebody I could work into their training that'd be interesting to do. Because they're so emotional. They know, like, I don't know, that my dogs.
I know what you mean.
My
son had a German Shepherd, and he was emotional. So emotional.
Oh, my God. The German Shepherd's so awesome, but literally the world's biggest crybaby.
Oh my
gosh. I love them, but they're such crybabies. They, like, they follow you to the bathroom. They do everything.
Yeah,
so.
They are. They're big babies. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
Julia, this has been amazing. I mean, thank you for offering your services up and going through all the trouble that you did. you know, to try to get in there and get some answers for everybody.
Yeah, and if you want, I'm happy to send you or anybody else that wants one. If you want any, like, I have Gator decal swags and stuff like that.
Is
like,
that what you sent Katie? Really awesome... Was it a Gator decal?
No, that was the Sebastian ones I did in the Facebook group. It's the green ribbon for missing children with a Minecraft, like, a diamond pickaxe going through it, and it's, like, the awesome color.
I've seen it.
Yeah, that's the one. That's me. So that's awesome. The one she wanted. But yeah, I'll totally send you.
Do you have a Facebook group or a page or anything that we can follow you at?
Yeah, it's the Canine Captain, like K9 Captain. The Canine Captain. Yeah,
is
I can type it in the chat.
Canine Captain. Okay, yeah, you put it in there. Yes, we're gonna follow you.
Instagram is probably better for like her. Marley the Maligator is the name. That's where I post a lot of my stuff because you know Facebook is like weird sometimes. I just posted it in the chat. It's Marley the Maligator. But yeah, I can send anybody Gator decal swag and you'll see what it looks like if you go on her Instagram, Instagram page. But I totally love to send you some stuff for sure.
Yay.
And send you a challenge coin and whatnot.
I would love that, Julia. Thank you so much. I definitely am going to be in touch with you and I want to bring you back on because you are just a wealth of knowledge. And I know that everybody's interested in this. And not just about him, about what you do and what your dogs do, you know, and we're all animal lovers here. So.
Oh, and you're everyone in the chat's been really, really nice and positive. And Island Thrift, if you want to talk more about the stuff overseas, I can talk to you about that more offline, just in case if there are weird people somewhere else in chatland listening. I don't want to like say a bunch of stuff, but someone asked me, do I speak Dutch? No, German for all of them except for Gator. Gator was already trained in Czech when I got him. So sometimes when I'm commanding them, like I accidentally say like, Poos the Aura, which is out in Czech, and I'm just like, I mean, out, like, and she just looks at me, it's like, huh? I'm just like, I'm sorry, wrong, but she just kind of like tilts her head. Aura's, she's so badass, but she's so derpy sometimes, cause she's half shepherd. So, and yes, to the person who asked about the searching the neighborhood and stuff, yeah, that's still gonna be happening, but I'm really trying to get started, and I would really like to start at ground zero, but if I can't, I can't. But Seth said I could search his property, he was very forthcoming, even the school, so I could go to the school and search if I needed to. Not that, you know, just to offer it. And all of my neighbors have reached out to me and said, hey, if you want to come and search our yard, like, we're totally happy for it. And I'm like, okay. So, people have been very forthcoming. And I get what he was trying to say. No disrespect, but it's just like at the same time, like, I just wish, like, you know.
Kind of disheartening, yeah.
Shame.
I agree.
Yeah, and I see your kitty. Your kitty's super cute.
Isn't she sweet? She's my little buddy.
Aw.
Yeah, she's a rescue. She showed up after a hurricane. We came home and she was here. So we took her in.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, and baby. So cute. But yeah, I'll definitely chat with you and
absolutely
send you some Gator and R and Marley swag.
I love
it. Yeah, I posted the Instagram link in the thing. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but I appreciate
you are
having me.
You are perfectly fine. I am honored to have you on, and thank you so much for your service and everything that you do. It's very, very commendable.
Well, thank you so much for your support. You have a good rest of your evening.
Absolutely.
And I'll probably still hang around chat, but yeah, have a good evening.
You too, Julia. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh my gosh. That was amazing. Join her Facebook group if you want to talk further. Yay. Emmy says, yay. I know, Mike. She's, yay. She loves the doggies. She is not an anti-dog. She's like, get me the hell away from this crazy lady. Chris and Katie, let her bring those dogs in. You know, it's whenever somebody's on the up and up. You know, we've got the best of the best dog handler with all this experience in the military, with police, with the Department of Defense, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then we've got the best of the best polygrapher from the top notch. I mean, you can't go any further than that. And the Proudfooters are like, nah. So that was, I think, Seth's last ditch effort to try to get them to come together, try to get them to let him search, and it didn't work. So now I think it's The line was drawn in the sand. Thank you, Karen. I don't have it, but she put it in chat. Julia, can you put your stuff? Yes, Steph, call in right now. Call in right now, Steph. I want to hear from you as well. You were there as well. Island, she said to join her Facebook group. She wants to talk about that offline. Thank you so much, you guys, for all of your super chat and your questions. Serenity has two German Shepherds. She said, you're right, they're big whiners. Thank you for all you do, Julie. We wanted to get our dogs in search and rescue until we saw everything that goes into it. It is a lot. Thank you so much, Serenity. And thank you again, Island, coming in hot. So I think it's Marley the Maligator on Insta. I didn't catch what the Facebook one was. Canine. They know. Yes, they. Yes, he needed permission. Yep, I figured. So he made Julia jump through all these hoops. Send me this, send me that, probably thinking, oh, she doesn't send it. And then she did. Everybody's going above and beyond to find Sebastian, except those two. Yep, go ahead and call in, Steph. Oh, someone please help me get to Jay. You have to call in. I can't call you because I don't know your number. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a reason that I love German Shepherds, too. Oh, my God, they're so gorgeous. Maybe there's a reason he doesn't want them there, of course. 3 months. Canine the Captain. Thank you, True Crime Addict. The number is right there in chat, hon. Here, I'll pin it. 727-755-6001. I guess I could have said it out loud. Dirt. 727-755-6001. Yeah, everything they do is just despicable. Just despicable. Another one bites the dust. But you know what? They'll bury themselves. They might buy themselves some time, but how much fun are they having right now? How much fun are they actually having right now? Sitting around in a campsite. They don't have any of their like amenities they're used to at home. I'm really seriously worried about the Morkies. Katie and Chris, I will adopt both Morkies. Chris, if you don't want those Morkies, I will take them off your hands. I'm dead ass serious too. Let's listen to this report on the remains.
This is a remote area of Flowood, which gives investigators reason to wonder if there's some form of foul play at work here. Two kids were fishing at a pond near here and caught more than they were expecting.
It was all hands on deck for Flowood and Rankin County Emergency Operations staff. They were scouring a remote pond because of a group of teens who were fishing where they were not supposed to be, but found the first clues of something sinister.
Kind of a, you know, needle in a haystack, was out fishing and, you know, hooked a sock that was attached to some human remains. And, I mean, that's how this whole thing got started.
The retention pond is located on a remote stretch of property owned by the city of Flowood. It didn't take search teams long to locate other body parts, each bagged and tagged for investigators and retrieved from a pond that happened to be a shallow waterway just a few feet deep, but far from everyday traffic.
This is, again, city property. It is gated with no trespassing signs, no fishing signs. So there is very...
Did you hear that? It was knee deep.
Minimal traffic back here.
And upon no...
Very minimal traffic. So I wonder if they can get track marks, footprints. I wonder.
To have alligators. Investigators admit they have a lot of work to do piecing together the clues of this case.
Part of the investigation, we were receiving all the missing persons reports from this area and then broaden it out from there. But we need to identify male, female. We don't have any of that information at this time.
Investigators say they have collected all the evidence they can at this waterway. The next step is for the coroner and the state crime lab to try and find out more about what happened to the person who was found in this pond. In Flowood, Scott Simmons, 16 WAPT News.
Well, It may not be Sebastian, but guess what? Somebody with socks on was in this water. All right, Steph, call in right now. Right meow. No, it's more than 24 minutes. It's 2.5 hours. You think they got rid of them? I'll take the dogs for real. They called it a lake. Yep. Good eye, thumbs. They did call it a lake in the very beginning, and they called it a pond. Now they're calling it a retention pond. They found more parts. Oh, they kept mentioning water. It was very, very disturbing. Here, listen again.
Which gives investigators reason to wonder if there's some form of foul play at work here. Two kids were fishing at a pond near here and caught more than they were expecting.
It was all hands on deck for Flowood and Rankin County Emergency Operations staff. They were scouring a remote pond.
Hold on. Julia, maybe you can take your dogs to Flowood Pond and see. Oh, you don't have any scent of Sebastian's, do you? What if you got a scent? Could you get something from Seth?
Call from.
Hey, you're live on air with Jay.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. Is this Steph?
This is Steph.
Hey,
yes.
Steph.
I'm sorry. I'm driving.
Oh, you're okay. Be careful. Yeah, be careful.
In between all these, I know. Thank you. In between all these other callers, but I just wanted to let you know that I did go down there. I am from Southern California. Okay. And I was, as soon as Chris came out and knew who I was told to go away. I had 4 bloodhounds with me. And, you know, from their outward appearance, you know, they're tracking their ability, you know, their wrinkled skin, everything around them makes them, you know, be like a good, lovable dog. We use them also as therapy dogs because I used to be a trauma ER nurse. So they were used as that as well. So then my husband went into law enforcement and we ended up finding a way to help people use our dogs in a whole different, you know, in a whole different capacity.
Yeah.
So we had them trained, we had them vetted and everything like that. Now, because of the drooping ears and, you know, they do collect odors and sweep them into their nostril. And we actually had a scent of Sebastian's clothing, which they used in order to be able to go out and use their ability to, you know, to go out and be scent dogs. They are very sophisticated, they are highly sensitive, and their scent membranes they are impeccable.
So they literally sweep it into their nose when they're sniffing.
Exactly.
Wow. This is fascinating to me. I am fascinated by search and tracking dogs. It is so cool to me. They are so smart and so amazing.
They are. And what's wonderful about the bloodhounds and especially basset hounds is they have, you know, the very long ears. And those ears are to help them smell better.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds weird, but it's something that they use to hear the sound that also helps them to smell. And the ears touch the ground and disturb the scent particles and funnel them towards the nose, if that makes any sort of sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. So did you go from California to Tennessee, Steph?
I did.
Oh my God.
I did because
Are you back in California now?
I am, because I was completely disappointed and hurt over the, you know, the support that I gave was free.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. I'm sorry because I can't help.
So did you get the feeling that when, before you left California, that you were going to be able to search, and then when you got there, you were shut down?
Exactly.
You're kidding. They made you make that trip, and then when you got there, it was, no, you're not coming in.
Mm-hmm. The last time I was in Tennessee was when I went to go visit, what was it called? I'm sorry, I'm just forgetting because I'm driving. It was Graceland, Elvis Presley. My husband and I went there on a trip. To go see Graceland, to go stay in the new hotel and everything like that. And we had a wonderful time in Tennessee, and we wanted to go back. And then when we had the opportunity to go back was to help this poor baby out, we took a private plane. We don't have money. My husband makes decent money. But we took a private plane because we will not allow four of our dogs to be just put in cages and just flown across the country. It's not that far from here, you know, from John Wayne Airport in California.
You flew your dogs
to Tennessee? Private plane.
Oh, my. I am speechless.
Four of them. Four of them. There's many different types of bloodhounds. There's Basset hounds and but ours are bloodhounds, which are designed to track. And these are the number one dogs with the best sense of smell that will search until they find whatever it is that they can even find dogs hanging from trees. I mean, golden retrievers, Belgian Malinois, labs, German shepherds, and other basset hounds, and, will do the job. But, ours have the best sense of smell and can be used for amazing purposes, especially when you need it the most. And they can smell many thousands of times better than their human, any human. There are some dogs, that can smell better than others.
Did you also have to speak with the TBI to get cleared?
I did.
And they cleared you?
I did. And I was.
Did you?
My husband is in law enforcement. And when I say law enforcement, I'm not talking about, an officer who's just is going out there, who wears a regular, uniform. He is a private investigator. He is a sheriff. He has been in the field for 45 years, and he still is.
Wow.
And this was a case that really made us want to go out there, and it, for some reason, it touched our hearts. He saw the case before I did. I had no clue. The last time we were on a private jet was probably about 3 months after the Kobe Bryant crash, because that's where we take a private plane out of is Orange County. John Wayne Airport, which is the exact, and I, and God, God bless him, but that is where Kobe Bryant took his last, flight. And that is the closest place to us, as opposed to going to LAX, to Long Beach, or even to Burbank. because of where we live. So that is where we went. That is where we took our dogs. And we were determined to bring this boy home, because everything that was said and done about all these other dogs made it seem kind of, I think it took a toll on us to think like, well, you know, dogs are BS. They can't smell. They can't do this. They can't do that. When our dogs have found, you know, bodies in the river over here, it's in Santa Ana, California, Garden Grove, California, Westminster, California, Costa Mesa, California. Our dogs have been trained and they smell and they find bodies in bodies of water, in lakes, in rivers, in swamps. We don't have, I mean, not.
That's why he's doing this to you guys. That's why he's playing these games, because he can't dispute your work. Just like the polygrapher from the FBI. You don't get much better than him with credentials. How can he dispute those results? You know what I mean? And I think you and Julia are like top notch. And it's like, he knew you would find something. So I just...
Jay, they are designed to track.
Speechless.
They are the number one with the best sense of smell and will search until they find their quarry, you know, which they make great hunting dogs. Not only are they are their best, you know, our best friends, but they are persistent and they are built for this type of work. And their body is what helps them assist this type of job that they were born to do. And tracking is the easiest thing for them. And they love what they do. They love what they do. And I loved what we did when we were down there until we were told to leave. And Chris is a piece. I'm Catholic.
You're okay. You're upset, but rightfully so.
But we left. We didn't leave with our tail between our legs, because we knew what we needed to do for Sebastian, because he is the ultimate victim here. And I wish we were just afforded. And I'm sorry for crying, but this really hits home.
Honey, don't be sorry.
Because this is something that I felt. You know, we spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get our babies over there to help with the search. And then to come back and have to, you know, who cares about the money? We don't care about that. We cared about helping find this baby.
I can't even imagine.
Because people in California, we are far from over there. People in California, we put up flyers over here at the Walmarts, at the Targets, at the 7-Elevens, at the malls, you know, every place we can. We downloaded them, we paid for them, we printed them, we sent them out, you know, we sent them to be printed. We're, you know, we have them all over the place. We took our babies to go out there to help search, and we were turned away. What kind of people are they, Jay?
I don't know. I've never in my life heard of anything so cruel. I mean, there's so many people that would love to utilize your services for free.
For free. You know, they talk about German Shepherds, they talk about Labrador Retrievers, they talk about, you know, Belgian Malinois, they talk about, you know, blue tick coonhounds and black and tan coonhounds, they talk about golden retrievers and dachshunds and all these other dogs that we have, you know, told that can do that are good, but nothing is better than a bloodhound. We have 4 Shar Pei's as well, including our bloodhounds. But our bloodhounds,
did he make
their bloodhounds,
honey,
for a reason?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, they're bloodhounds for a reason, because they're good at their craft, they're good at what they do, they know what they're doing. They can smell stuff. Mm-hmm. The dogs that they were using over there were at Chris's, you know, direction. And when he said stop, stop. Why do you think he doesn't want anybody else around his home?
Were you actually in the action searching and you got stopped?
Yes.
You were actually on the ground with the dogs going.
Yes. Yes.
When did he stop? What was the reason for stopping you? Did he say? Were you picking up a scent?
My husband was around the corner and he came around and he's like, you need to leave. Who gave you permission to be here? And I was like, excuse me, I'm trying to help find your stepson. And he was like, nobody gave you permission to be here. I said, we have credentials up and down the rear end. We are from California, dude. We are no strangers to this. Here you go. I gave him credentials for all of our dogs because that's what we do. They have vests. They have credentials from California. They are all certified. We did not go on his property, but we did follow a scent. And that's the thing, is that he did not like where we were going. We were going in a whole separate direction than what the dogs that were initially there. We were going a whole nother direction.
Jeepers.
Really?
And he said, you need to stop. You need to get out of here. You need to leave. My husband got in his face. My husband is 6'5", 385 pounds.
And little okay? Chris?
Talk about a size 14 shoe, right? We talk about a size 14 shoe.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know what? He could have had more, a bigger 14 shoes shoved up his fucking ass. Excuse my language. But he was in control back then, months and months and months ago, before all of this ended up happening. And you know what? The more I listen to it and the more we look at it, makes more sense now. And hindsight is 20/20. And when we look at things, we were just thought, okay, we were asked to leave because maybe he has his own crew, his own dogs, and so on and so forth. But now that this clown has come out and
showed his true colors,
my husband said, we need to go back, except not go. You know, get permission to where we need to go to, mm-hmm. go to where we need to go to, and have our dogs go out and re-canvass this area. And I said, I understand, but I don't know if we're going to be well-received or not, because these people, they, you know, his family is out there threatening people. They are out there following people. And they are out there discouraging people to look for this boy. And we are.
Wow.
100%, 1,000% sure that is happening, because that is what happened to us. And forget about our safety. You know, we are armed. Okay, maybe in California, you know, we can carry concealed weapons and all that. We didn't, you know, we went on a private plane. We can conceal whatever we want. But the thing is that we didn't feel we needed to, because this was something different. We don't feel we need to be armed for anything like that. That is not who we are about. We are about finding these babies who are missing. And he did not allow us a chance to. As soon as I think he thought or he knew that we were going in a whole nother direction is when he decided to pull the plug. And it's sad, Jay. It's really sad. I am subscribed to you. I have been listening to you. And I am up early in the morning, you know, regardless of the time difference. And I listen to you. And I love your show. And I finally told my husband I need to call and tell her. what is going on.
I thank you so much for putting this out. No, it's not. It's not. And Julia is the handler that called in before you. She would like to connect with you. So I don't know if you guys can maybe exchange emails or something and get in touch with one another because she said she feels your pain.
Thank you so much. I am so transparent. I even put my phone number in your chat, like my direct phone number. I think I put I put 715 because I was typing. I was driving, but it was 714. And I put it in your chat because I have nothing to hide. We have nothing to hide because it is what it is all day long. And the fact that we are being kept from helping and being, you know, like coming here or going over there and offering our services for nothing. People talk about, oh, people do this and that for money. YouTube, you know, people get clicks and they want money and all of it. But you know what? People like you who keep this out there in the air or, you know, like going, are the ones who find out about people like her and me and everybody else.
Yeah.
So you know what? They want to talk their crap, but you know what? They're not out there. People are listening. People are listening to you. People are listening to you. And it's people like us who gain that respect to be able and that trust to call in and say what we want to say because we feel like we have zero voice. So if other channels want to say, you're doing this for clicks, you're doing this to make money off of this or whatever, but you know what? You're doing it because you can bring out people like us to come forward who are going to help us crack this case. And that's what matters.
Wow.
And you are not like that. You are not like that. You are bringing awareness. And the awareness is that sometimes people who you think do not pay attention to you are the ones that do, exactly like me.
I appreciate that
Except
so much.
I finally had it after that freaking guy came out. I don't even remember his name, who said he wants to take care of, you know, what's his name? The guy who wants to be the PR
person.
Oh,
the spokesperson. Uh-huh, Tony.
Uh-huh, yeah. My husband's like, you know what? That's a piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's like, it may be good for him. He has to go back to work, whatever. But you know what? Maybe you need to call in. And I was like, honey, why do I need to call in? He's like, somebody needs to know, Stephanie. Somebody needs to know. Somebody needs to know, really. And you know what? He's like, the one person that I do trust is her channel. Go on it. Go call her.
Wow. Thank you so much.
I don't care what
I am so glad that you are comfortable enough to call in because this story needed to be told. It needed to be told. None of us had any idea. I mean, I had no clue that this kind of stuff was going on. We heard, you know, about the threats and things like that, but never heard this. I mean, he not only wasted your time and resources that could have been used for somebody who truly would appreciate it, but he also just another example of him leaving Sebastian hanging.
Exactly.
And I am so sorry. And I don't want you to take this personally because what you do is amazing.
Thank you.
And this man is a monster. This man's a monster.
He is. He is. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm a girl. I cry. Fine. Call me a bitch. Call me, you know.
I would never call you any of those things. And you know what? Someone like him.
I just feel sorry for him. He deserved better.
He did.
He deserved better. And people as far away as California were willing to get on a plane and fly their dogs over there just to be turned away, ridiculed, mocked. Mm. When our dogs have the utmost training, they have over $60,000 worth of training.
It's unbelievable. You know, a lot of us that didn't know about this situation and the, you know, what it goes into your training and your passion. You know, we heard that he wouldn't let these dogs in. We had no idea that this backstory existed. This takes his monster level to a whole new height. I mean, every day it gets worse. I can't imagine what this boy went through. He's willing to do this.
I hope he's still alive.
He's willing to do this in plain view.
Mm-hmm.
That's concerning.
And that's what's frustrating, is that here you had help from people who knew nothing about your stepson who you hurt. And we're willing to go out there again no matter what, even my husband said. When the time comes and they need help,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
we're there for him, because this has touched, as you know, this has touched everybody across all states. And, you know, throughout the entire world. I mean, look at where we are. We're in, you know, I'm in Southern California. I'm in Newport Beach, California.
This is unreal. I mean, I'm sorry I'm not saying more. I'm honestly, my jaw's on the floor with this. I've never heard of someone being as cruel and as transparent all at the same time.
Oh, and then he didn't want anybody near, you know, we have a drone. We just wanted to kind of canvas the area. My husband, you know, is like I told you, he's in law enforcement. My husband is 60 years old. I am going to be 52 in another week. And
happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's May 17th. Thank you so much.
Yeah, happy early. Oh, my God, that's my sister's birthday.
Really?
Yeah, she's a moderator here. Dr. Melmo, you share a birthday with my sister. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
How funny. So we just decided that, you know, this is our calling. This is what our doggies are supposed to do. You know, we've helped out, you know, a lot of people here, and this for some reason just touched our heart, and we were willing to just go out there and do everything that we needed to until we were shut down. I mean, and then, you know, like I said, we have drones that can freaking, we own a software company as well. So we're no dummies when it comes to how high to fly drones, you know, to make them look like, you know, you wouldn't be able to even hear them. So he had no clue that the drones even flew above and over his house, the lakes, the neighbors, mm-hmm. everything else. And you know what? We have a right to do that.
Yep.
And we didn't bother anybody. You couldn't even hear a bzzz, you know, like mm-hmm. anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how high they are, that and that's how technology works nowadays. So we were able to canvas the area, know where exactly we needed to go, and so that way we could you know, see the path where the dogs needed to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when we weren't even in his property, and we went the other direction where the dogs that quote unquote were specialized to go and find his scent that he said were pieces of crap dogs. Well, you know what? Ours were not. And maybe, you know what? That's what he was afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
He's
for
afraid
sure.
of
for sure.
having true legitimate dogs find his stepson. And here he is still freaking playing games.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I want you to get this off your chest, because it's upsetting. And everybody in chat feels it with you. And you're getting lots of birthday wishes, too. Just
thank you so much.
You're so wonderful. You are so wonderful.
I have two grandbabies.
Oh, do you really?
Two grandbabies.
Aww.
Yeah, one is
four. One is four, and the other one is three. And
what a blessing!
They are way into technology, and it's sad, but it's true. But that's how it is, right?
Yeah.
That's,
and happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Happy. Are you mom?
Of course. Yeah, my grandma too.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. One and one on the way.
Oh my God. Yay!
I know.
Yeah, no.
Good stuff.
I'm even just like I'm putting stuff together because like I bought my mom a Mother's Day ring and which she has no idea, which has, you know, me, my mom, me, my sister, my daughter, and her two grandbabies, you know, on the ring. And I was looking at it and I bought like a off of Amazon. I bought her name is Rose. So I bought a rose case. I bought a rose case and you flip it open and it has like an LED light which shines on the actual ring.
Oh, wonderful. it's magical.
So I know. So I was like wrapping all that and putting everything away. And then we're just going to kind of like celebrate my birthday, you know.
Get through that.
You know, all at once. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
So, I was excited, but then I also couldn't just ignore the fact nor let it go by any longer because I have been hesitating. I have been trying to figure out who to call to. I told my husband the only person that I really trust is Jay.
Aw, that means so much to me, Steph. Thank you.
And I saw when you got, you're welcome, honey. And I saw when you got your play button.
You did. Thank you for your support. That means so much. It really does. You're going to make me cry.
You deserve it. And only God knows why certain things are put into, you know, your chat, in your hands, in your channel.
Yeah.
But there are people who will put you down no matter what. And please stay strong because there's people that need you like I do.
Thank you.
To help me and to help us get through things and to help us get to the bottom of what we need to get to the bottom of. And I hope one day we will be able to do that because I have plans on going back. If it's not the day of my birthday, I hope to go back. My husband said it doesn't matter how much it costs. Money goes and comes. When you die owing taxes.
Mm-hmm. Money doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing. And if it means bringing this baby home, then that's what it means. And you know what? We'll go on our own. And I told him that's what I want for my birthday present is to at least go out and help and bring this baby home or at least go out and help. And you know what? If it means closure, if we are looking for other than a living human being, and if it means that we are looking for a body, then you know what? We need to give that family closure. We need to give Seth closure regardless so he can give his son what he needs. Because you know what, at this point, you know, in this many days, it's very, very hard. But we're willing to take our doggies down to go continue and search. And you know what, I can guarantee you we're not asking Chris for crap. He's not even in the same fucking state. No. So he can go sit his ass down and continue to make fake calls on a recorder or whatever he wants to do, right?
Pranking.
Be fake. I'm not being fake. I left my freaking number out there for everybody to see.
No, we believe you 100%. And it's cruel.
And I'm telling
cruel.
You where I live. It is, Jay. It is. But I just want you to know that I'm subscribed.
You're like, I'm subscribed. You are so funny. You are so cute. Thank you for trusting me to call
it.
I love you. I do.
I'm a lifer, right?
I mean,
I hate to take up so much more.
No,
time,
you're not. You're perfect.
I thought that was important.
I appreciate that.
Very, very important.
Like I'm walking away here with my jaw on the floor from Chris Proudfoot, but also just what you just said, just really to know that I do make a difference. I mean, that's a testament. And
you do. You do.
I thank you for sharing that.
It's because of you. It's your personality. It's your determination. It is everything and anything about you that helps. And now I know why you have so many subscribers, is because you are an amazing person.
And so are you.
And you're easy to talk to. You, thank you. You're easy to talk to. And you don't talk down to people. And you allow us. And you give us a voice. You give us a voice. And this is why you are here. And this is your calling. And I want to tell you, thank you so much for taking my call. And I will keep in contact with you, because you know what? I'm going back. Now that I talk to you, I have grown some cojones.
I'm proud of you. I am proud of you. I am, and I bet your husband is too. I bet he's cheering you on.
Thank you, Faith.
Listen, you have my number. You can text me on this. Let's talk. Let's get you and Julia hooked up, because she is going to search again too. And she would like to talk with you. She had no idea you were threatened. And I mean, there's so much.
We were threatened beyond, even followed. Followed. Threatened, followed, and harassed.
Did you guys tell
when people?
Did you guys tell the LE that?
Oh, we did.
Okay.
Yes. My husband, yeah, he was there. He said, and we have pictures. That's the crazy thing, is we have pictures, which we turned over to law enforcement. So they're aware.
Wow.
They're aware.
So they are aware. Yeah. So when they said no one's reported anything, that's just a
BS.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're holding stuff that they obviously cannot say,
right.
Will not say. Like I said, my husband, you know, he's like, Stephanie, they're going to just say anything, whatever.
Because I was wondering that. I'm like, why are none of these people reporting it if this is truly happening? And then it really gets the rumor mill going, you know?
Yeah, it does. And like I said, you know, he's been in law enforcement. He knows firsthand, you know, private investigator, not private investigator, but down here in California, it is considered, you know, when it's maybe he deals with RICO, investigations, which are very, very intricate.
Yeah, complex.
So he knows, and his, you know, he never sleeps without one eye open. So, because it's just, that's just the way it is.
I'm picking up. Laying down, girl. And I'm liking it. And I'm liking it a lot.
So
you and your husband are amazing, both of you, and I hope you have the bestest 52nd birthday and the bestest Mother's Day. And we will talk soon.
Same here.
Do you have any kind of crowdsourcing social media? Do you have anything where anybody can get in touch with you?
Can I send it to you?
Yeah, you can send it to me. You can put it in chat. Whatever you want to do.
Okay. No problem. I will do that.
Okay. Yeah. Let us know if you don't put it in chat. I will share it when I get it from you.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
And from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I cried.
Don't be sorry. Don't you apologize. I'm going to hang up on you if you apologize for crying.
But that's just, you know, it is what it is. Reality is reality. And you cannot fake this shit.
Can't
if
even
you
make it
to.
Up. Nope.
So.
Nope.
So. Thank you. I'm going to continue watching you while I make dinner. And I love you, Jay. I'm glad I got to talk to you.
I'm so glad I got to talk to you too, Steph. Bless you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Put a smile on your face.
I will. And thank you to your chat.
Yeah.
Your chat is
We've got your back, girl. We've got your back. You and Julia.
Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing.
They are
thank
amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Wow. We need to give her a big round of applause. Never apologize. never apologize for being a good human. Never apologize for being a good human. Thank you so much, Julia. I can't say enough about this in this situation. I wish that I don't even know what to say. I can't even believe this has happened. Like, I'm dumbfounded right now. It's the most horrible story I've ever heard. Yes, it's a way to arrest everyone in a criminal organization. RICO cases are very intertwined.